After two successful seasons, the Hawaii Symphony is unveiling another colorful addition to Hawaii's music scene. The Hawaii Symphony's executive director, Jonathan Parrish, has seen a lot with this orchestra. I heard you finished with a bit of a surplus last season.
Of course, some very generous gifts that came in that made that possible. But we're in a good position going forward, I think, for next year.
Ticket sales accounted for about 40% of income, which is especially good news. And new audiences seem to be getting the drift.
We do consider ourselves Hawaii's symphony. We want to begin to serve the neighbor islands regularly. So we're working on that.
That's been a goal, right? Broadening audiences and musical offerings.
Last year we did the Star Wars and More program featuring the music of John Williams. We want to do more concerts like the free concert we did in Kailua last May.
I heard 1,200 people showed up.
The attractiveness of the event, I think, is you can bring something to eat, you can lay down on your back and stare at the sky and listen to this great music.
Now, the season starts September 13th on the 50th anniversary of the opening of the concert hall. It was the HIC, then the Honolulu International Center, and the symphony played the opening night. Since, they've played operas, ballets, orchestral works.
So we chose the Britten 4C Interludes, which is a great orchestral piece drawn from the opera Peter Grimes. And as a nod to our ballet legacy, the Onium Ballet Project is going to create a ballet for that piece. And then, of course, we'll wrap up with the Bolero by Ravel, which is always an audience favorite. It's exciting. It'll be a great finale.
Bolero, so much fun to watch. Then in October, you're doing a whole French program.
Great pianist Fabio Bedini will be doing the Ravel Piano Concerto in G. You know, Ravel and Debussy often mention the same breath, but especially Ravel's use of the jazz style and sound, that's something that really sets him apart as a French composer.
In November, HSO presents Beethoven's Sixth, the expansive pastoral symphony, paired with Hovhannes' Mysterious Mountain.
Hovhannes was actually a composer in residence at UH Manoa in the 60s and wrote his 15th symphony here in Hawaii and premiered it with the Honolulu Symphony.
Really? Who are you getting for the Wild Pulang duet?
The soloists will be Christina and Michelle Naughton. Clean your eyeglasses because you're not seeing double. There are going to be two pianos on stage and two identical twin pianists. Phenomenal performers.
Many concerts this season will be performed one time only. Concert tickets are available now, including several bargain subscription packages. $13 student tickets and military discounts are offered the week of the concerts.
For the first time, we're actually able to sell tickets in our office.
Now, you've got the Sibelius Violin Concerto and Brahms First in November.
Between Christmas and New Year's, we'll be doing our annual Beethoven's Ninth performance with Joanne Folletta.
The amazing Joanne Folletta continues as the HSO's artistic advisor. And I heard Sir Neville Mariner's people called.
A legendary composer. We grabbed him.
Sir Neville conducts Mozart's Jupiter Symphony to begin 2015. Queen Kelsey returns. Then Vivaldi, España, and Jake with an ukulele concerto.
We hope to offer more variety of products to engage more of the community.
Online sales for Hawaii Symphony concerts will begin this week. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.